Well, good morning again, and welcome. I'm excited about here this morning. As we announced last week, Elliot Tui is going to be presenting an internship that he is working on with Baptist Midmissions, and I'm not going to tell you any more about that because he will. But I just want to tell you a little bit about what today is about. This is an opportunity for him to learn and to grow and to do a presentation that I think will be an encouragement to you, but also hopefully an encouragement for him as well. And I think both of those are very, very important, and give him opportunity to get up in front and present. Elliot has been thinking about missions for a while and just kind of thinking through what God might have for him. And this is part of that process and helping to think through that. So I'm excited for him today. And when he's done, I'll come close things out. So Elliot, come and give us your presentation.
Hello, everyone. I am Elliot Tui, as you know. And I am on an internship to the Netherlands through Baptist Midmissions. So before I start, I want to tell you a little bit about who I am. So as I said, I'm Elliot, and I grew up in a Christian home, and I was saved at a young age of about 5-6 years old. And then around the age of 12, I started to walk away from God, and I fell into some sin. And then eventually he pulled me out. I had some anger against the Lord for pulling me out of this sin. And I kind of just wanted to run off, forget about him, leave him, and just go on with my life. But then I started to realize what God wanted me to do. And then I started to try to figure out how can I do what I want to do with what God wants me to do, which also didn't work. And then I finally submitted my life to him, and I knew he wanted me to get into ministry. I didn't know exactly where in ministry he wanted me, but a few years ago, I finally figured out what he wanted me to do, and he's calling me to be a foreign missionary. And at the start right now, I am going to be going to the Netherlands. I have offers to go to Japan, so we'll see where God may lead me. So, by way of introduction, I just want to start and ask the question, what do you think of when you hear Holland? So a lot of people like to think of World War II, Carrie Ten Boom, the missionary, very famous, windmills, fields of daisies, and talking to some people from the Netherlands, a lot of them also think about drastic weather changes. The missionaries I'll be staying with, I was talking with their oldest son, and he said he's seen it go from sunny to rainy to snowy all within a half hour. But the biggest thing I see when I want to go to the Netherlands is the need for Christ. And that is a very big thing. So the reason why there's such a big need for Christ is the Netherlands are a very highly populated country. They only have 18,268,366 people. But when you only have 16,160 square miles, you're very close to each other. And they're ranked the 23rd most densely populated country in the world, with 89.1% of the country that is urbanized, so in cities. And to compare that to Minnesota, is Minnesota only has 5,717,184 people, but we have 86,943 square miles of land when we are the 22nd most densely populated state. So we are way bigger than the Netherlands, but we have a lot less people, so we're a lot less close, and we are only 73% urbanized. And with this, because people are so closely together, the Netherlands was actually a very Christian nation until about the 1970s, when secularization became a very prominent view, because after the world wars, they seen how corrupt the world is, and they started wondering, why would God allow this? And then the thought of secularization started to come into the Dutch nation. And even And because of that, they are now one of the major supporters of the LGBTQIA+ community. And 1/5 of their population would classify themselves in this. And that is over 3 million people, which is a lot. And they were one of the first to actually find it okay to be in this category back in 1811 when the French invaded the Netherlands and actually brought the influence into there. And they were also the first country to legalize the same-gender marriages back in 2001. So they've been like this for a long time. So even though there's a lot of bad in there, they still have some good, like with their greetings. They shake hands, which is a very formal. If you don't know somebody, you're just meeting them, you might shake their hand and do it that way. They have a more informal one, 3 kisses. It's very common over in Europe. If you're close to a friend, family, whatever it may be, but it's more of a close relation. They also have just a simple hello. They might say hi and keep on going too. They also are very scheduled over there. They live by a very tight schedule, and they do not like to try to have to fit anything into their schedule. And they don't just stop by and say hi. So if you want to have a meal with a Dutch family, you're probably going to have to schedule 3-4 weeks in advance. Because of secularization, over 55% of the country would classify themselves as non-religious. I don't know if when they say non-religious, if they mean they don't have a religion. I'm guessing they're also counting atheism. And with these surveys, you also get a lot of people who say, I don't want to answer. So they could very well be put into this category too. There's also predominantly Roman Catholicism and Dutch Reform, which is another big thing that over there too, but it's not as big as what it used to be, and it is still shrinking. And in this next slide, you'll notice I have every different religion put out, except for the last one. Only about 1% of the population would classify themselves as an evangelical Christian, and which is a staggering number compared to back in 1970 when it was a majority of the population would consider themselves evangelical Christians. So now the question is you're probably wondering, what will I be doing when I go over to the Netherlands? Of course, the main thing, I'll be going over there to minister to the Dutch people. I'll also be partnering with Daniel and Heather Boyd. So they were, so Daniel Boyd, the guy all the way on the right, is he's actually a third culture kid. He grew up in the Netherlands. His parents were missionaries to the Netherlands, came back here to go to Faith Baptist Bible College for schooling to become a missionary. And his wife, Heather Boyd, she grew up in a first generation Christian home in Iowa and then also went to Faith Baptist Bible College for school, and that's where they met. And then they got married in 2001, and in 2011 they went with their 3 sons over to the Netherlands to go minister to the Dutch people. And they started church planting in southern Netherlands. And I will also get the opportunity to help in a Dutch school. One of their church members works for the school system over there, so if I wanted to, I could get the opportunity to go over there and to help teach English for a day or two. I also get to help in the youth group, and they meet once a month for their youth group. They also have a youth activity that I'll be able to get a help in, which is also once a month. And I'll also possibly get a chance to get into farther into the culture and stay with one of their church members at their house for a night or two, depending on how long I am and how well I am in the culture. And of course, I'll also get to visit a few landmarks, whether, I don't know what that's going to be totally yet. I have a few ideas, but we'll see. So this trip, it does cost me something. It doesn't cost me much. The main part of the trip is about $1,800. That includes sleeping at the Boyd's house, food, gas, and whatever else necessities I may need. Then I also have to get a plane ticket, which I can get a direct flight through Delta from Minneapolis to Amsterdam, and then they can come pick me up. I also have to get medical insurance, so that way if I were to ever get injured over there, I at least can get into a hospital and it's not going to be too expensive. So in total, it's going to be about $2,800 to $3,000. I got a meeting tomorrow to know more exactly what it will cost me, but that's about my rough estimate after counting in what the plane ticket is, and I'm not 100% sure on how much the insurance will be. There are many other ways you can also support me, the main one being prayer. And I just want to ask for prayer for financial support and just maybe even more prayer support, as it's a big thing, extremely, for any missionary. Also for safe travels to the Netherlands, as it is fairly far away. It's a few thousand miles away across the Atlantic Ocean. I also tomorrow have an upcoming MRI that you could pray for my knee, to see what is actually wrong with it. Right now, all we know is I have joint instability, so it hurts a lot to walk, and I possibly tore my meniscus, so just be in prayer that it's nothing too serious. But other ways you can also support me is just by staying in contact. Whether you want to email or just write a letter, I would love to respond to you either way. And also another big thing too is just going out to coffee. I love going out to coffee, meeting with people, talking with people, and it is a big thing I like to do. So as I said, this trip is through Baptist Mid-Missions. It's on their program called The First Look. This exact one is called Go Dutch. And I, on my table, I have some information about it. They have four others. One's to Spain, one's to a country in Africa, one's to France, and I can't remember where the other one is. So they have it all around. So if there's, you may want to go on a mission trip, but it may not be exactly the Netherlands, and they have that for you there. They have a lot of good resources. And I just want to say in closing, Baptist Mid-Mission's main theme is Matthew 9:37 through 38. The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest out to laborers into his harvest field. Just, I want to ask you to maybe pray that he may send you or may send somebody else out into the harvest field, whether that's here in America or somewhere else in the world. We have a great need. There's a great need for Christ, and there's not enough people evangelizing. Baptist Mid-Missions also does offer a lot of good resources for this. If you don't know what to pray for or where to start, they have an app called the Pray 938, and they have one thing a day that they ask you to pray for. And that's, like, yesterday I prayed for families, that God may send more families, but they may also have, like, college students and churches and sending stuff like that. So they have plenty of resources if you don't know where to start and where to go from there. So thank you for listening. Is there any questions or comments? Yes.
So you're going to go into the public schools?
Possibly, yes.
What is there, like, you know, you can't really talk about that in our schools, but in other countries, you know, it's open to. What is it like in the Netherlands?
I'm not 100% sure. I have not been over there yet, so I would like to answer that question, but I cannot. Yes, Laurel. I'm sorry, what's that?
How long are you going to be gone?
I will be gone for 5 weeks. I am planning from June 12th to July 17th. Yes.
So how does Baptist Mid-Missions assign people to internships? In other words, you said it could have been the Netherlands or Japan. Do you go to them and say where is there something available, or how does that work?
Yeah, so with this internship, with their First Look internship, is you go onto their website and then you find internships, and then they'll show you there's tons of internships. There's internships like this First Touch internship. There's Teach English in Other Countries, and Bibles International, one of their subdivisions for translating Bibles. You can even go on internships for that to go translate a Bible translation. So there is a lot of ways to find it. And then you just kind of sign up, and then you reach out, contact them, saying, I'm interested in this. Is there a way I can do this?
And you have some sort of application process?
Yeah, and then there's an application process you have to fill out.
So why'd you choose the Netherlands?
I chose the Netherlands because some of my missionary friends, the clients, they were going to originally go to the Netherlands, and they were the ones that got me into this internship, and then they ended up switching fields over to Japan, and I figured I can just stay with this the Netherlands and go over there.
So how can we give to this project? What's the steps? Do you go online, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's two ways you can give. The first way is you can go online, search up Elliot Tuohy, I'll come up, and then you can give that way. Or if you want to give a physical check to Baptist Mid-Missions, you write it out to the Baptist Mid-Missions Foundation, and then you, on a separate piece of paper, just list who it's for, and then they'll put it into my thing, and then you just have to make sure you put the Baptist Mid-Missions address on there.
So you said you had some information at a table. Where's the table?
Right over there.
Right there. Okay. Yep. All right. And I can find some of the website and stuff is on there?
There are some QR codes you can scan for the internship stuff, but I did not have anything for me.
What's a QR code?
Build up.
I need a website, so.
Yeah. So you can just go to baptistmidmissions.org/give, and then you'll be able to search me up and find me.
Remember the forward slash give part.
Or you can just go to baptistmidmissions.org.
And we'll send out a link.
Will you?
Yes, thank you.
Good. All right.
Elliot, you may have to just text your grandpa directly.
Yeah, I'll probably have to.
Or go over and pull it up for him. And
yeah.
Pull
up his bank account.
Just tell him you'll enter the number for him.
Okay.
Elliot, can you tell us a little bit more about, do you have a general direction yet about what you hope, if God continues to move in your life towards missions, what kind of missions, or is this kind of still one of those things you're trying to figure out?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly which country God wants me to go to yet, but I have a leading towards church planning and working with the youth. So I want to get into a little bit of youth ministry and definitely start church planning.
So what are your educational plans to make that happen?
Yeah, so my educational plans is I'm planning on going down to Faith Baptist Bible College to pursue a 4-year world missions degree and then get started that way and then possibly go down to seminary or Central Seminary.
I just know this because you've had opportunities to meet with Kyle Klein, one of our missionaries, a bunch. Can you just tell us what that's been like? And you don't have to share all your personal details about that, but how that's been a help to you.
Yeah, it's been a very big help. I have gotten to meet with Kyle Klein a lot. He's been a big influence in my life in that he finally showed me where God wanted me to go, and I got fully over my anger with God and am willing to go anywhere in the world, whether that is where in the Netherlands or anywhere else, and see what it is. And I'm glad that God had them going to the Netherlands originally to show me this internship, to show me what he wants me to do. Did that kind of answer your question?
Yeah, so he's been a good discipleship influence in your life.
Yep. Any other questions? Yes, Terry.
So you're going to help teach English. So what is the percentage of people who speak English?
Yes. So the Dutch, they speak two different languages. They obviously speak Dutch, and they also speak English. So English is their trade language. They teach that in schools. It's mandatory to learn English. So everybody speaks English over there except for maybe the really old or the really young. So it's one of those countries where you're able to easily, if you only know English, to speak that.
Where are you going to go? What kind of setting is it? I mean, that country is, like you said, it's really a left-leaning country. I mean, they're in the news now for anti-Semitic riots and everything else. So, sort of where in the city are you guys going to be located, or what?
Yeah, so I'll be in southern Netherlands in a city called Bergen op Zoom. It is way far south. It's about middle of the country in the southern end, down by Berlin.
And what kind of culture is down there? I mean, is it inner city? Is it rural? Or what?
It is an urban area, but past that, I don't know.
Say the name of that city again.
Bergen op Zoom. If you want to write it down, it's B-E-R-G-E-N, and then space O-P space Z-O-O-M. Yes, Miss Charlotte?
Do you know if they have the church services in English?
I do not know if it's a Dutch church service or an English church service.
Pretty sure it's Dutch.
I'm fairly confident it's Dutch, but I'm not 100% sure. I was told that they preach out of a Dutch Bible, so my best guess would be it's going to be Dutch. And it's easier for them to understand Dutch because it is their main language.
Will you be studying any of that language before you go?
Yes, I have been studying a little bit of Dutch. I do know a little bit. I know enough to say a few random sentences.
Just hear it. I don't know what it sounds like.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Any sentence that comes. Any one of those easy sentences. I don't know what it sounds like. I just hear it. One, two, three.
I don't know any numbers.
Ask, like, you're going to ask someone if they speak English. Because if you run into someone like that.
So I'm actually just learning how to ask questions, but, like, if I want to say I speak English, it'd be Ich spreche Ben Engels.
So it's like German.
Yeah, it is a lot like a German. It is like a German mixed with a English and maybe a little bit of French.
I didn't mean to put you on this.
That's okay. I should have planned something earlier. Is there any other questions?
Is that their flag?
Yes, that is the Dutch flag.
Do you know what the colors stand for?
I do not.
Lots of studying coming up. No, it's just... I'm gonna start studying.
Scott, leave them alone.
No.
Yes, Miss Gabby?
No, I'm just curious.
Well, I was just going to tell you that...
that's a good question.
In 1989, the year that McDonald's opened in North Branch, we had a Dutch foreign exchange student that lived with us for a year. And he was very, very educated, very smart boy. He was astounded at the bigness of our area.
Yeah.
The open spaces, the trees, the everything was just like eye-opening to him, because even back then, the country was very urbanized.
Yes.
And most of the people lived in rented apartments or rented small homes. He'd never seen a full-size refrigerator before, because theirs are small and under the cabinet. So there's a lot of things that were very different for him when he came here.
Yeah.
And I would just suggest to you, take some pictures with.
Yeah.
It's fun to share, you know, what your home looks like, what your church looks like.
Yeah.
With somebody of a different culture.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And when you have somebody from a different culture come in your house, you learn a lot about yourself. Now you are going to go to their house. You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah, I know. And I've been told by Kyle, he goes over there, and when they drive an hour or two, you can just about make it across the country. And to them, that's a very long drive. To us, it's not that far. Any other questions? Yes, Ms. Sarah.
I saw you have prayer cards. Can we take one then?
Yeah, those are for free.
Okay. You're trying to raise money for
him. Hey, I don't know. I charge $5 for it.
There should have been an offering basket.
Yeah, really.
Well, thank you, Elliot, very much.
Thank you very much.
I just would encourage you to talk to Elliot as well, give him encouragement. I think he just a wonderful job. This is his first time doing this, and that's just a great thing. What a great opportunity for him, and I just want to encourage you as a church to be praying for him. You know, we have a lot of young people that minister in various ways, and this is a great time in our life to have direction. And so let's pray for Elliot. Let's just do that now as we close our time. God, thank you for this day and for Elliot and his presentation today. Thank you for his hard work in it. And just thank you for his just doing a good job. And we can even see that he's thought through this well. And more than this presentation, though, we just pray for him as he prepares to go and for this internship next summer. I pray that it would be a formative thing in his life, that you would use it to confirm your will and direction in his life. I pray for his opportunities to minister, that they would be effective, but also the opportunities he'll have to be ministered to. And so we pray for that. I pray for us as a church that we would be supportive and in prayer and encouragers and partners with Elliot in this process. And ultimately, we do know that the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so we would pray for Elliot and others like him, that you would send forth laborers into the harvest field to reap a harvest of souls for your son's kingdom. And it's in his name we pray these things. Amen. Thank you so much. Yes.
Elliot, are you going to any other churches presenting your presentation?
Possibly. I have not talked to any yet.
That's the goal. We're going to try to get him some other opportunities. So, thank you so much. You are dismissed.